Welcome to the first episode of the Honey Darling Show. I'm Trey Johnson. This is
Jess Kenyon.
And this is our first episode. It's a show about a loving couple that are going to talk about nerdy movies, games, comics, shows, whatever.
Whatever we talk about.
Is the plan. So this is our maiden voyage, as they would say. And we're going to do a spoiler cast of sorts with Jessica Jones and maybe talk a little bit about the new Civil War trailer and maybe some episode one stuff too. We watched episode one like a couple days ago, and I wish I would have recorded that.
It would have been pretty funny, I think.
As our commentary track, but oh well, we'll just try to recap some of it and get into it.
We're going to watch them all, I think, probably as most people are leading up to Star Wars Episode 7, or at least some people are going to watch 4 through 6. We're going to go whole hog. We're going to watch every single one.
That's dumb. You didn't watch all six of them.
Yeah, Gungans. Gungans or not, we're watching them.
Yeah.
Metachlorians galore.
They're so wizard.
Brilliant. Prequels. Well done, babe.
Yeah. So
Jessica Jones. That's where we should start.
Yeah.
Everybody's been watching it, so I don't know how much of a spoiler.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it yet, it's a show on Netflix. I don't know what else you're watching. Stop watching The Walking Dead. It's not a good show. watch something else than that. I don't know. From what I've heard, like everybody who's seen it loved it. I haven't heard much bad things about it, or I haven't heard much negativity towards it, I guess.
No, I've been recommending it to all my, not comic book reading friends as well.
Yeah, it has a lot of comic stuff in it, but you don't need, I don't think you need to know any of that to still enjoy it.
No, you don't. Somebody asked me, what do I need to know? And I was like, Jessica Jones was a superhero for a minute. She decided not to be, and now she's a PI.
Yeah.
That was it. That's all you need to know. And in fact, I don't think you even need to know that.
You don't really.
Because she'll tell you.
You don't really need to know anything coming into it. The show tells you. Because I haven't read, you read Alias a while ago.
I read it a long while ago.
I got it digitally after I saw the show, and I've read through, the first five issues. But I didn't know anything about it when I was going into it. I knew about her, in the New Avengers, the later comic stuff. I knew she was married to Luke Cage. I knew she had a kid with Luke Cage. And I knew that she was in a lot of the newer Avengers stuff.
Maybe this is gonna be, I don't know anything about Luke Cage. Is he black in the comics?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know.
Yeah, no, he's black.
No, I haven't read it. I mean, that's cool.
He was I just
wondered if that was
he's an important character. I think the first two main black characters in Marvel are Black Panther and
Falcon.
Falcon and Black Panther,
sure.
I think were the very first two Black Panther was the first African superhero. Well, first, popular African superhero is what they say.
Sure.
On Wikipedia.
Because he was from Africa.
Yes.
But the Black Panther is from America.
Falcon, yeah.
Falcon.
Falcon is African American. So he was the first, African American superhero, I believe. I mean, I thought maybe
well,
it was
that's
Luke,
what I've always thought.
I thought it was Luke Cage, but I think Luke Cage is post Falcon. I think Falcon was the first African American superhero, and Black Panther was the first African superhero.
Yeah, Falcon.
Well, because Falcon was in Captain America, and that was some of the early stuff.
Before, yeah.
But still, Luke Cage is an important character. Heroes for Hire. I think he's wearing something that's sort of yellow. In the show, at one point, he wears sort of a gold shirt.
Oh yeah, they put him in a lot of sage.
Well, he had
of him in a sage colored shirt because he wore a lot of sage in the show.
Sure,
dark.
Well, in the comic, he had that canary yellow shirt with the chains.
Well, I'm glad they didn't put him in canary yellow because that would be ridiculous.
And he had they have a shirt that's sort of gold. That kind of looks a little yellow. When you first see him in the bar, he's wearing this...
To the comic
this
book
gold,
colors.
This gold yellowish shirt, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I just...
Nobody wears yellow these... Did anybody wear yellow ever? Maybe in the 80s.
Well, this is 70s. He was early 70s.
Okay, maybe in the 70s, too.
I mean, I don't...
Look, just yellow
I think
yellow
he was
is
like
72
was like when he first came
anybody
out.
Anybody wears anymore.
That's Power Man, which I think you'll never hear that term again.
Oh, yeah?
I don't think you're going to see anybody call him Power Man.
Man.
Yeah.
In the 70s,
he was called Power Man.
Okay.
And he was teamed with Iron Fist, who's supposed to have his own
show.
Who's
going to get another
Netflix
show, sure.
Yeah, well, after Luke Cage. It's going to go into Luke Cage and then
You think it'll be Jessica Jones introduces Luke Cage introduces Iron Fist?
Maybe.
Iron Fist swings back around to Daredevil, and then we have...
Yeah.
All of them.
Maybe. I thought Daredevil was going to be in this one, but alas.
I know. We were both hoping to see... I thought maybe he would show up in the bar, or we'd see him, yeah, like you said, on the street.
Or like standing on top of a building, like,
oh, sure.
At the end of it, I'm watching you, you know, or whatever, like, yeah. It could just be like a very end of the episode, like,
can
you see him
watching?
On a building.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, you know,
I'm sensing you.
Yeah, exactly, I'm sensing you. Well, that, yeah, him on a building, like, listening or something, being like, there's other super people.
No, yeah, I thought we would get him at some point. He'd be in a coffee shop, or he'd be... I thought we'd see him in the background, and I was really looking for him the whole time.
Well, they mentioned him.
Well, no, yeah, I mean, and they mentioned the green guy, guy with the shield.
Yeah, Rosario Dawson was like, I know a guy that's like you. I did like that line where she was like, I'm not special, but special keeps finding
me. I was really happy to see her. I thought it was really smart to bring her in. I mean, like, I never would have thought of that connection, but... I think it's actually way smarter.
And they, like, totally, like...
Well, than us seeing Daredevil. Because with Daredevil, you have, like, now they have to meet, and they have to explain who he is and who she is and how they're related.
He's superpowered, and I was hoping that maybe they'd get into something that, like, maybe since he can't see the Purple Man, maybe Purple Man can't control him because he's not having the sight. But then also, you don't want to, like... But you don't want to step on Jessica Jones' toes.
Well, you really don't,
either.
Especially not in this like first inaugural season.
Because this needs to be just her. Like, she doesn't need any. Like, nobody should. I mean, agree. I like that. Like, her and Hellcat, Patsy Walker, like, work together. But most of the show is about their relationship and taking care of each other.
Yeah. So in the show, we have Patsy Walker, hidden Patsy Walker.
Yeah.
We have the Nuke, and we have Luke Cage, and we have the unspoken of Daredevil.
Yeah.
And also we have the Hulk and,
well, they get referenced.
Captain America.
Yeah, but for new stuff, yeah, I don't know. I, like, the whole time, because the Netflix description says, like, oh, some person from, you know, it's like, oh, it's someone you know, or so, there's, in the description of the show, of the last show, it makes it sound like Daredevil's going to be in it, but then it's not going to be in it.
Oh, sure. But I actually think that was really smart, although I wanted to see him, I'm glad that they didn't get into a fight together.
I guess it makes more sense for her to
The
run
way
into
that
her.
That story was going, like, I was so invested in Jessica Jones, I don't want to take a minute to fucking talk about Daredevil. Yeah.
Well, she's basically Night Nurse now, Rosario Dawson is playing the character of Night Nurse, who was basically the underground medical expert for superheroes that they would go to.
Yeah.
So I think she's going to be in every show.
Well, that's
and then
brilliant.
They'll just be who they go to. Like I said, she's basically becoming Night Nurse, the Marvel's Night Nurse. So,
well,
the fact that she's going to fix up superheroes, she could be in any of the shows. You know, and they just happen to be at the same. I mean, they're in New York. I guess they could run into her hospital or whatever and see her, you know.
Yeah, of course. I mean, she, in that episode where she was going to, like, every, morgue, I mean, she was bound to go to every hospital. Mm-hmm. She was going to every hospital to look for him as well, so.
So you're talking about the episode titles or AKA something. I never really looked at all of them, like the title of each episode.
Yeah, they're pretty, they're kind of cute, actually, is how I would describe them.
Well, the show was originally supposed to be on ABC, which I'm really glad it wasn't, because it would have toned down all the adultness of it. But it was originally going to be on ABC. The comic was originally called Alias.
Right.
And, of course, they didn't want to call it that out of too confusion of the
show. The show. Did you ever watch that other show, by the way?
No.
Oh. My buddy
the
Ian
one
and
with,
I...
what's it? Ben Affleck's... what's her name? His wife?
Jennifer Garner, wow,
yeah.
I deserve high-five for that.
Yeah. Elektra.
We don't high-five, though.
She played Elektra.
Yeah, she did. She did play Elektra. Nobody saw that. But my buddy Ian and I watched the first 3 seasons of that in maybe 2 weeks, like, mm-hmm. really fast. Mm-hmm. We just ate them up. It was in a time when you rented DVDs. Mm. So we, like, rented DVD after DVD after DVD.
Alias?
Yeah, of Alias. Yeah. I think, sometimes we got them from Netflix and sometimes we, like, physically went to Blockbuster.
Yeah.
To get them. And then, when we couldn't get them fast enough, like, we had to wait for season 4, and we never finished it. It got kind of messy. Mm. But it was, anyway, not important.
But she has, like, like, she uses disguises and stuff, right?
In that it's show. Wigs, mostly. She like, wears a different
yeah.
wig.
Yeah, she's supposed to be different she's people. Got an that's, like, all I remember. That's all I remember of it is that she.
And well,
I
haven't she's seen, a spy. I haven't you know, seen a whole episode. She's like a sexy spy, and she.
Yeah, what I gathered was she was some sort of spy that has.
And
wigs
of course, there's, and, like, an underground network, and there's a mole, and.
Yeah.
Her dad's a we don't know, and her husband, and she's got a different boyfriend, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Very dramatic. But. Yeah. I can understand why they didn't want to call it Alias, because they don't want people.
Well, that would be confusion.
Yeah, to think of that. So I thought Jessica Jones. That's pretty.
Well, the first,
being a Jessica myself, yeah, I think Jessica, yeah. Good name.
Well, the title of that it was going to be called AKA Jessica Jones when it was on ABC, and then they changed it to Marvel's Jessica Jones.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that it's not on ABC. One.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that it's not like, called AKA Jessica Jones. Yeah. Yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some of the titles are called, a.k.a. It's Called Whiskey. That's episode 3. Good Times. Then there's a.k.a. The Sandwich Saved Me, which is a flashback of of passing out the flyers.
Yeah.
And saving that kid.
Yeah, I like that callback to the. Because I think that was about when I noticed that the title said a.k.a. something.
Yeah.
Because I just, like, played it through. And most Netflix services now just go into the next episode without even telling you what the title is. So it's just like, they want you to binge watch it.
Some other really good ones are a.k.a. WWJD.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, obviously.
But it was supposed to be WWPD, right? Because she was like, what would Patsy do? Like, that was what she says in the episode.
Well, she said, no, she says this is what Jessica would do.
Oh, okay.
Because she comes, this is the one where they... She lures him there after a while, and they eat the Chinese food. She's got all the Chinese food, and she pretends to, like, spill some on her.
Oh, well, yeah, but when she goes to Patsy, she's like, talks to her and says, what would Patsy do?
Oh, right,
but
yes.
But then later she's like, well, this is what Jessica would
yeah,
do.
Yeah, but then later when she puts them out, yeah. What's that stuff called? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't know.
Sluflulate? When she shoots him with that shit that takes him out.
Yeah, it's the surgery, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Dimethylmox.
And then, of course, the infamous AKA 1,000 Cuts.
Yeah, that episode was scary.
That episode was terrifying.
Yeah.
We were talking about it in the car.
Yeah, I thought it was like a... I thought she said 1,001 cuts, but I guess it was 1,000. I don't know. But regardless, it was terrifying. Where they went... I think they got to like 20-something.
Well, yeah, they just held you in there for 25, 27, and she's just keeps it's cutting her.
It's horrific.
It's terrifying. I don't think on any other network, maybe HBO could give you this level of like horrifying
violence. And blood
and all that, yeah. But this was also so psychological. You are stuck there, and she is stuck there, and.
And you don't know. And I was thinking the whole time, like, oh my god, how far are they going to take this?
Yeah, how many
are we going to take this to, like 100? And like, and we're at 20, and I'm like, ugh,
on edge, on edge. And you know, you could see her like she's cut her, you know, she's like definitely like cutting near arteries, like she's got her in the inside of the thigh.
And then she caught it in her hand too.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was terrifying.
She caught it like in her wrist, and that was like, I'm like, what number is that?
And when her girlfriend came in. And bash her on the head. I mean, that was just... She's just laying there in the room with that table stuck into her head. Mm-hmm. A pool of blood dripping down underneath her. Terrifying.
Yeah. I think that's... That's Rebecca De Mornay, right? Her older girlfriend?
Oh, Calamity Jane?
No, not her. The one that she leaves her for.
Oh, the younger girlfriend.
Yeah, I think that's Rebecca De Mornay. De Mornay. Right?
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
She's in there at some point.
Who is that? Anybody chime in. Who's Rebecca De Mornay? I don't have a fucking clue.
No, I was trying to figure out who she was. I think she played her mom.
Who played whose mom?
Rebecca De Mornay played Patsy's mom. You don't remember Rebecca De Mornay? She was like a model, actress, whatever, from way back when. She was in Risky Business with Tom Cruise.
No.
She was like the girl that he slept with on the CTA.
She played Patsy's mom. Oh, she played Trisha's mom.
Yeah. I think so. That's, she's credited as Dorothy Walker.
We keep saying Patsy or Patty and Trish, and that's the same person, obviously.
Well, yeah, I call her Patsy because she's Patsy in the comic. But they did a cool thing with that, with the It's Patsy.
Explain it.
The analog to the...
So It's Patsy was a comic in the 40s.
Well, the comic was called Patsy and Friends and Patsy and Hetty or whatever. But it's a, but yeah, it was like an Archie-type comic that started in like 1944 from like Timely Comics, which was the Marvel before Marvel, like back in the original Captain America days and all that. And it was like sort of like a Betty and Veronica type comic that they did. And they originally, and they later like put, brought her into the, later brought her into the Marvel world as Hellcat. And they basically like said that the character from the Timely Comics, that was a comic that her mother wrote.
Right.
About her.
Sure.
From whatever, you know. And that's why...
Before
she was born, yeah. Right. And that's why she had this different name now. Or that's why she had the same name. So that was how...
So her name would be Patricia.
Yeah.
And her mom called her Patsy.
Well, in the show, they did Trish Talk.
Yeah, and now she's
Which she's
Trish.
Never been called that on the
sure.
comic. But I think I they wanted
was
to
really
try to...
smart. Well, of course, she, they wanted to kind as of a human, would or, want to differentiate herself from this persona that her mother created
yeah, sure.
and from who she actually was.
And I think they wanted to kind of misdirect you a little bit also on the show. Like, for people who like... For the people who read all the comics, I think they kind of want to send you in a different path, so you're not automatically, oh, that's Patsy Walker, that's
sure.
Hellcat. They'll be like, oh, her name's Trish, so they want to kind of like, you know, and then you find out
mm-hmm.
later.
Give you a little space so that you're surprised.
I mean, they did the same thing. I mean, they've done it with, like, in other shows where it's like they did, like an Arrow they did it, where it's like, oh, here's Laurel Lance, she's going to be Black Canary, and then they threw it off and had her sister become Black Canary, who you thought was dead through the whole show.
Right.
And then she came back and became Black Canary. Like, that sort of misdirect.
Sure.
Where they kind of want to, like, change it up enough so the comic people don't exactly know everything that's going on. You know, they'll be like, oh...
Or so that the comic people have something to write about in their little forums.
Yeah, or they can get mad about it or whatever. But, yeah. But I kind of, actually, well, I like that for Arrow, that they were like, everybody's like, oh, we're waiting for her to do it, but they're like, oh, no, we're going to throw you for a loop and, like, have this person
You weren't
come
mad
back.
About, you it didn't wasn't... get mad about that.
Well, she became Black Canary later, I mean.
Because her sister, what happened to her sister? Did she really die?
No, excuse me.
I don't watch Arrow. Spoilers, Arrow spoilers.
No, in the first episode, she dies on that boat with Oliver.
The sister.
Yeah. Because he basically goes on that cruise with his sister and his father. And
I
his
know,
sister
right.
and father
I
die,
saw
on,
that
die
part.
On the cruise.
Yeah.
Well, she survived that, and she comes back later. And you find out that she ran with Ra's al Ghul and all that, and she's involved with the League of
but
Assassins.
But Laurel never becomes Black Canary.
No, she does, after her sister dies for the second time.
Okay, that's what I was saying.
In, like,
saying.
The third season.
Her sister actually dies.
In the second or third season. I don't remember which one it was.
Oh, God.
But yeah, that was the misdirect on that, and that one's more complicated than Patsy and Trish. But I think that might have been the same thing with New.
And I think her mom calls her Patty. People call her Patty.
I thought she called her Patsy because she was on the show as Patsy.
I felt like one time she called her Patty. And that's how I connected. Because Patsy, for some reason, does not register as Patricia to me.
Yeah.
But Patty does. So I felt like somebody called her Patty one time.
I think she was called all three things.
Oh, her name is Patricia, and that's why she's Trish now. She and she can be all those things, and they're all her name.
Yeah, I think she was called Patty, Patsy, and Trish.
Yeah. Crazy.
Or Patricia, maybe, by some things. But what's his face? Nuke. His original name was Frank Simpson.
What's his name? Okay, yeah.
And they changed it to Will Simpson, so that might have been another misdirect, or maybe they didn't want to have too many Franks in there because Frank Castle is coming around in Daredevil 2.
Sure.
Maybe, I don't know. But I honestly think it was a misdirect thing, where it's just kind of be like...
I definitely knew
it's
something,
the difference.
This, something was
so
up
maybe,
with
so
him.
So maybe you don't know.
Having not read, like, all the way through.
Yeah.
Or definitely having not read, Avengers comics.
Well, he's not even
or
a Jessica
Captain
Jones
America
character.
Comics. Yeah,
he's a Daredevil character.
Having not read those either.
Yeah, he was from a Frank Miller Born Again.
That's
series.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Similar thing, but he has the tattoo of the flag on his face, which you would never see.
We can't do it
in that. I mean, it's a little extreme, but they did it well. Like, I, honestly, when I saw him, he's supposed to be kind of a deranged, like, super soldier type thing.
Well,
on
they
these
got
pills
that part
and whatnot.
Right.
And when I saw him, I thought he looked like Captain America, like, automatically, when I saw him on the show.
Yeah.
I was like, well, he kind of looks like Steve Rogers.
Well, he does have that, like, good old boy look
to him.
So
he kind of had that, like, and the first
he
thing
has
I thought
flag
was,
on
like...
his soul, is what you're saying.
Well, he had a flag lighter also, as a When he burns,
I did not notice that.
When he burns the cop after he shoots him in the head, he lights it with a flag lighter. He has a lighter with the American flag.
Oh, nice.
That was their reference to the
American flag tattoo on his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just can't do that kind of thing.
Well, it's a little extreme to fit into.
Well, fit into Trish Talk. Trish of Trish Talk is never going to fuck American flag face, man.
Well, I think that's going to be like later, like season 2 or 3, when he's completely lost it.
And he gets the tattoo?
The American face on American flag on his face.
I'd love to see them pull that kind of thing off.
Yeah. Well, it's like comparison from like that. I mean, Marvel's trying to do sort of a more realistic thing with this, I guess, with superpowers. I mean, compare that to like the Flash, where the Flash is like, "Oh, he's gonna have that American flag tattoo on his face because we have fun with that." You know, they're a little more.
Yeah,
they're more having fun with the funniness of comics.
You know what? It makes me think about Arseface in Preacher.
I don't even want to think about what they're gonna do to him.
I know it's gonna be terrible, but. It just makes me think, like, there's no way that they can make that happen. Believably.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Not on AMC. AMC?
Yeah.
I don't know. I did Mad Men. I know you don't like it, but...
I mean, it just bored me, I guess.
Well, but it was
pretty
ballsy.
And all the characters
ballsy.
Are really, really terrible people.
And that lawnmower death.
What, when the guy ran his toe over?
No, a girl ran over a dude's leg with a lawnmower. He couldn't walk anymore.
Oh.
He couldn't be in advertising. He, like, lost his whole life because it was the 60s.
Was that post-third season? I only made it through 3 seasons.
I don't know how far it was, but...
I only made it to when they got to the new building. When they found a different... They were in a different building, and it was... I don't know,
but it just makes me think, like, in comics, you can do anything because you have no budget, and...
We can draw it all.
Stretch our imagination to allow for a face tattoo or a horribly disfigured person, and it's hard to bring that through to real life.
Sure, yeah, but they did fine with the. I mean, they're making it. I understand.
Yeah, but they toned it down. Like pills are fine. Pills are acceptable.
It's still the same. It's still the same color pills, like from the comic.
And I like the nod of the lighter. Is nice. I didn't notice that, but I like it.
Yeah, I don't know if I said before or not, but she was in one of the Fantastic Four annual comics where they brought her over to the Marvel Universe, and I felt like on the show they were really prepping the Hellcat stuff, like when she was saying like how she was asking Jessica Jones like why she didn't want to be a superhero and like how she wanted to be a superhero. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And she even showed the Jewel costume from the comic, which I thought was really
cool. I thought that was really funny.
That was a nice little nod to it, and when the part when she took the pill. Then she had that nice fight out with Nuke, and he was like, "Oh, you're gonna
stop breathing."
Yeah,
but I didn't actually know that was gonna happen. I did not trust him at that point.
Yeah, they kind of did the same thing where that it's gonna
I didn't believe that he was telling the truth, but I also didn't believe that he was not telling the truth.
Sure.
So I really was.
Well, you kind of don't really know,
which was great. That's exactly how they wanted me to feel. Terrified and unknowing. But she did beat the shit out of him, and I really enjoyed watching that.
Well, up to that point, he had killed, like, both of his guys that came looking for him for age. Was it IGS? Or IGH?
IGH?
Yeah, IGH. Yeah. Up to that point, he had killed that, like, cop that they had that was on their side. He killed him and burned him. And he killed both of those guys that came to, like, her apartment. So, like, he had, like, at that point on the show... He had been, like, saying all sorts of crazy shit. So it's like, so you're like, well, you don't believe what he says anymore.
No, I don't. I also enjoyed, I mean, I didn't enjoy, but I appreciated the fact that Jessica Jones broke her fucking ribs and then she couldn't fight anyone because she broke her ribs.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she was in serious pain, so she can't fight this fight. Like, she's fought all she can.
Oh, yeah, the
and
part
now
where
she
they
can't
fight
Nuke, anymore, so... Her friend, Trish, is going to take some crazy pills and beat the shit out of her ex-lover.
Yeah. But they were building up, like I said,
I
expected her to fight somebody because I was like, kind of, because she's been training. She trains through the whole show.
She's doing the, not Tai Chi, much harsher than Tai Chi.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, she has that, like, room where she has the wooden doll that she beats up or whatever.
I know, but there's such a... great word for whatever it is that she's learning, and I don't remember it. People are going to super call us out for it. No. I don't know what it is. So Sorry, people.
Well, you can comment about it if you know what it is. I don't know what it is either, but...
It's great, and it definitely has a name. Mm. And I've definitely heard it before in some fighting movies.
Is Nai Tai Chi?
No.
I don't know.
No, Tai Chi is like the slow... It's like... Yeah. It's like...
Is it Wang Chun? I think that's... what... No, there is one that's actually similar to that. Similar to that song. But I don't know.
Tai Chi is, you know, like yoga.
Mm, yeah.
Martial arts. Sure. It's very slow.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. I'm sure somebody knows, and they're saying that we don't
please.
Know.
Yeah, please. I'm going to kick myself in the ass later for not knowing.
But they could comment about it. What about, we haven't even talked about, like the biggest part of the whole thing is, like,
Purple Man.
Purple Man.
We have not talked about Purple Man at all.
He's, like, the most, I think, I mean...
Of course, I love David Tennant.
Yeah, well, yeah.
My heart belongs to David Tennant from Doctor Who.
Tenth? What number was he?
He was the tenth.
He was the tenth Doctor?
Yeah, he was, because Matt Smith was the 11th Doctor. And Capaldi is 12. A doctor that
he's
wasn't
not 13?
Supposed to exist.
I thought he was 13.
No, because they were only supposed to be 11, you know, 100 years ago, whenever the fucking show came out. They were like, oh, there could be 11 doctors.
Oh, okay.
And then they rewrote it in some way, so it's going to be okay. I stopped watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. I stopped watching, too. But I didn't like Capaldi very much. Like, he was just angry.
I would have liked to have seen Capaldi without Clara.
Yeah, and everything was just
maybe
boring.
Now that Clara's gone, I'll pick it back up. I don't know. I'd love to, because I miss it. I miss Doctor Who.
The stuff with whatever her name is, Arya, is supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
The stuff from, with her from Game of Thrones is supposed to be great. So I don't know. But, yeah.
I don't know. I'm willing to try it out again, but... No, I haven't watched it. Anyway, David Tennant, brilliant.
And
a brilliant stage actor.
Was he better than Kingpin? What do you think?
Yes.
I mean, I think he's probably the best.
Absolutely.
I mean, Marvel's
he
gotten
was
a,
the most terrifying.
Marvel's gotten a lot of shit for having bad villains in most of their stuff.
I thought Kingpin...
I think he's
I thought
probably
that
the best
Netflix's
villain there is.
Daredevil was great, and they introduced Kingpin in such a, like, slow kind of...
Very,
kind of
very slow.
Sexy,
I don't think he even showed up until,
actually,
like...
way.
He didn't show up until, like,
the
third,
way that we
third
met
or fourth
him
episode.
Was...
It was him hitting on the art
feel
dealer.
That, yeah, but you could feel that underneath level of power, which was gross and awesome.
Yeah.
But it was nothing compared to David Tennant.
Mm-hmm. Well, David Tennant, like, what's so crazy about him is, like, he's not, like... trying to, like, own the world. He just wants to own her. Like that's his whole thing, is that he's just obsessed with Jessica Jones.
I know.
And he just wants...
Do we know why,
he just
though?
Wants her. I think it's because of a power thing. I think it's because, like, she was the only one that, like, broke his grip, and she's the only one that couldn't be controlled
by him.
Yeah,
but before then, he just saw her beat the shit out of that guy
to save her neighbor. Malcolm.
Yeah, she's
she
to
saved
Malcolm.
Malcolm, who became her friend later.
And so that turned him on.
No, I think he liked the superhero. I don't think he ever controlled the superhero before.
Right, sure, to see somebody so powerful.
He could get her to do more stuff than
most
people could. I think that was part of, like, why he kept her around.
And she's a hottie.
But I think the part, of, like, him, of her leaving him, because he's like, I didn't know that I had nothing until you left me. It's like he tells her that. When he's trying to, and he's so, like, sadistically convinced that, like, she is somehow going to come back to him, which, you know, she isn't, but...
Yeah, he's super convinced.
Yeah.
That he can do or say the right thing.
Yeah.
And it's just gonna change it all, which is amazing.
But he's head games, like, constantly. Like, he's playing head games with everyone through that. And without even controlling people.
Which is why
he's
it's
still
so
controlling
great
them
when
without.
She pretends to spill some Chinese food on her and goes to the kitchen and shoots him with the schluffler.
Yeah.
Because then she played with him. And she... Now, let's talk, though.
Yeah, you know, where she's like, oh, well, you can't ingest the stuff that would put you out. And she's like, oh, it's like Italian, eat it.
I want to talk about the whole crux of this relationship for me lies in that Jessica Jones thinks that she doesn't do bad things.
Mm-hmm.
That he has made her do bad things.
Yeah.
And all the bad things that she does to get to him... are not bad.
Sure.
But she,
well, she
shoots
has,
him in the neck
yeah.
and locks him in a room full of water up to the ankle with an electric current in it and a constant video playing of his horrible childhood.
Yeah.
I think the line is beautifully drawn. She's
trying
here.
To break him, though.
It's, of course she
like
is.
Like she was, like he broke her.
Of course she is. Of course she is. But I think it's so, it's so delicate, the thread they show us between the two of them.
Yeah.
Because she is not a nice person.
No.
Did he make her not a nice person? I don't know.
Well, she's very, like, I mean, what's, how do you point it? She's very jaded, I guess, on everything.
Well, I guess she is very jaded.
She's jaded, she's drunk, like, everything, like, nothing's really, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think
I think
her parents and her brother's death made her a jaded drunk human.
But a lot of it's PTSD stuff, though. Also, like
PTSD from him.
From him, yeah. Like sure. A lot of her is dealing like with him still. Like she says, he's still in her head. Like even now, like after all.
I just
this.
Wonder if she had been a mentally sound person when he found her.
Yeah.
If she could have fought him then.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know, because she was obviously mentally unstable.
Well, she obviously couldn't fight him because he, you know.
Well, no, because she was in the car fucking around with her brother when her whole family got killed.
Yeah.
Do you think he had anything to do with that, or was that just an accident?
I think he wanted her to believe that he had everything to do with everything in her life, like even before he even met her.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he tried to tell her that he orchestrated the whole relationship before.
I do know from the comics that like their destinies are intertwined. It seems like
they get into it later. Like the Purple Man stuff is like towards the end of the Alias series. I know that. I haven't gotten that far yet. But the very first, but I have read like the very first issue has a lot of the stuff in that first episode. Like, the very first issue starts with her throwing that guy through the window. That's, like, the very first
part
of the
comic. Sure, you
have
a piece of glass, you gotta throw a guy through it.
And also,
we learn that.
Well, also, another interesting is the very first line in that comic is fuck, which they never say fuck once on the show.
That's brilliant. I've forgotten that.
The very first line is the dude saying fuck when she shows him the evidence of his, like, wife or...
They don't say fuck ever?
No.
Oh,
they never went to the F-bomb. They never dropped it once on that show.
Wow.
Which I was surprised of. And that's in the comic. That's the very first word that's on there. What's that guy saying? Fuck, because he found out his relative was like a mutant.
If you had just straight up asked me, how many times do they say fuck in that comic? I would be like, I don't know, 50,000 in the show.
Well, they don't in the show, yeah. They don't,
I know,
they don't
but well, I felt the feeling of fuck.
Yeah, well, sure. Times. Well, yeah. Well, it was in there.
She never said she must say shit a lot.
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I haven't looked at, like, what the... I just know that she didn't say fuck.
Well, even towards the end, when she's, her and Luke Cage are, like, in her apartment, she's looking for a bottle.
Yeah.
I know she says some expletive.
Yeah.
Must be shit.
She didn't say fuck, though. They didn't go that far.
Huh.
But,
That's a strange... That's really odd, isn't it? They're saving their fucks like a PG-13 movie.
I mean, they got in some very, very mature stuff, like... I mean, like my friend Jeremy from the other podcast, he said from that first episode with Hope, like killing her parents, like in the first.
Oh,
and Hope
yeah.
was we didn't even get into her. She was incredible too.
Oh, she was, and it was
her
that
performance
was horrifying
was awesome.
To watch. Just to watch her pull that, I felt apprehensive because things had ended so nice, and they were like hugging in her vestibule or whatever, and I thought this is. Seems too weird.
Oh, you mean but the first episode?
The very first episode.
Yeah.
But there was no part of me that ever anticipated her pulling out a gun in the elevator and shooting her parents until she ran out of bullets.
I felt like she was cured a little too quick. You know, when she's like, you know, say the street names of the house you live in.
Yeah.
And then she does that. And then Jessica Jones is like, oh, it's okay. I was kind of like... I didn't know that she was going to kill her parents or whatever, but I was like,
"Is
I don't
that
think
in the comic? Do you remember?"
I haven't seen anything of Hope in the comic. I don't think she's in it.
The street names are they in the comic?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't gotten to the Purple Man stuff. That's,
sure.
Like I said, that's towards the end, so I don't know.
I wanted that to make a bigger impact on me than it did.
Well, you see it later when he buys her house and all that. When he buys her parents' house,
yeah,
you
but
see
it,
those streets that she keeps talking.
I
about.
Know, but it didn't. I don't know. I expected that to come full circle in a way that it didn't.
Oh, the like, stuff
the
she said to herself.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how. I'm not a writer. I don't know how that could have happen, but it just seemed like a choice. It seemed like you make a choice like that in the very beginning so that in the very end, you can punch me in the dick with it.
Yeah, sure.
And I just didn't. It didn't happen.
It probably was in the comic somewhere, I would guess. It like, has, since they brought it in so early. It's such an esoteric
piece of strangeness.
Yeah. The one thing I found funny was Luke Cage's, like, which we haven't even really... Well, we got into Luke Cage a little bit, but his catchphrase in the old comic was Sweet Christmas.
Well, he said it
and
two times?
And he says it, like, after they have sex.
After they have sex, and he says it one other time when they show up with the marijuana. When they walk into the room with all the weed, he says Sweet Christmas.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I noticed it twice.
And he,
that's also a hilarious catchphrase.
Yeah, Sweet Christmas. Which is like, yeah, he's not going to be...
Sweet Christmas.
I don't know, yeah.
I'm going to adopt it in my real life, beware.
And use it, yeah. Why not? I loved his fight scenes, like how it looked like he's like bored through that whole movie. Like,
oh my god, it
that
was
really,
really
challenges him at
that
all.
That fight scene in the bar was so great.
Yeah, and he stabs
it was
him
just like so slow. He's like, boom, punch, oh, flip you over.
Yeah.
Oh, flick you over.
And he stabs him in the neck, and he's like, really? He's like, like, oh, you didn't see this. You were drunk. It never happened.
That didn't hurt.
He's like, well, he's trying to. He's like, oh, because he stabs him in the neck, and he tells that it doesn't break the skin, and he's like. He's like, you're drunk. You didn't see any of this. It's like what he tells the guy.
You know what I found interesting? Speaking of that, that's a really great line, babe, is the amount of times that people other than the Purple Man direct people's thoughts.
Oh, they do.
And
yeah,
Jessica
Jones
does
that too.
All the time.
Yeah, she's like, you did this, or you got to
yes,
do this.
Yes, this isn't happening. We're doing this. She's very like, you think this way. That happens a lot in the show, and
yeah,
I wonder...
Does. That's supposed to be the counter to his.
Yeah, does she actually have a little power in that way?
I guess I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I really don't know.
Yeah, Luke Cage. We were talking about how effortless it was for him to
fight. It was really beautiful.
To throw people down.
Loved it.
Yeah, he was great. He was really good. I forgot to say Jerry Hogarth, Trinity from The Matrix.
Yeah.
She was Danny Rand's attorney. Danny Rand being Iron Fist from the comic. Well, she was a male in the comic, but they flipped it to being a female. And she was, so I guess there's a little reference to that, to Iron Fist. I guess there was some Iron Fist stuff in Daredevil as well, a little bit, but,
Well, that'll, I mean, so like, just like that nurse is the bridge for us in Daredevil, maybe. Hogarth will be the bridge for us into Iron Fist.
Well, Iron Fist and Luke Cage like had Heroes for Hire and all that, so I'm sure you're gonna see them.
Yeah, but we can't
they
start
were, like,
there.
No, but you'll see him in. I think he'll be in Luke Cage's show. Like,
I'm
100%.
I'm speculating.
What about that ending?
Put my
where,
speculators
like,
out there.
Where like Luke Cage was just took off. Like they never really resolved. He like gets up and leaves her apartment, and then you don't see him again. Like at the end of the show.
I know.
Because and then after they had that fight and like. He was like, I never forgave you for killing my wife.
Is that real? You know what the thing is I just don't know how much of that is real.
And Purple Man was like, oh, I orchestrated all of
anything,
it. Like, I got you guys together.
And that was terrifying. Like, the whole... Yes. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, how much of that was true. Of course, at the very first episode, like, one of the first things we see is Jessica Jones stalking him.
She got hired by somebody.
No,
but
she
didn't.
Really,
she didn't?
No, that's a lie.
I thought she
no,
was following
she's
it for
lying.
Something.
She yeah, made that yeah. up. She did not get hired by someone. She killed his wife, and so she's following him.
Oh, yeah. Because
yeah.
of that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No,
because
she did
because
not.
She had the...
She is not hired by... He calls
she
her
had
out,
the,
she's like,
she had the footage.
Somebody.
Yeah, because she had... Because his wife had the footage
because
for some reason.
Because then... Yes, then that wife comes back, and she's like, my husband didn't know.
Yeah.
Didn't do this.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, that's Jessica Jones
no,
is
talking,
following him.
No, I was talking about his wife. His wife that died.
Oh, yeah,
his wife
that died, sure.
Because she had the
yes.
the USB drive that had the footage of...
And Jessica
of
Jones
kill,
punched her
grave.
In the heart
yeah.
and killed her.
Yeah.
And then the bus weirdly flipped over due to some powers that were... I don't know if it was just...
It ran into Kilgrave. It almost killed Kilgrave, and that's where
well,
he got
sure,
the,
but
that's where he got
I,
the kidneys.
The thing is like, in the... I don't know if it's just me being, like, hypersensitive, but in the show, the bus flipped, like, 10 seconds before it hit anyone.
Yeah.
So what happens is, the bus flips, it hits, then it skids into Kilgrave, and he almost dies.
Yeah.
So in there,
but he makes the bus driver.
Trying to avoid running over Luke Cage's dead wife. Is that when the bus flips, or is some supernatural power flipping the bus?
Oh, I don't think so. I think he was just trying to turn in it, and that's why it flipped. Like, he saw all them in the street. And
I mean, it
to
could be
them.
some like weird CG junk, but it just seemed like it looked more like.
Yeah, it did look weird though.
It did. It looked more like somebody with telepathic powers had been like, flip the bus, and it had turned and flipped.
Yeah, but I don't think it's well, maybe.
Okay, sure. No, we won't know ever. Maybe. Yeah.
But I guess. Why do you think his wife had that footage, had the footage of Kilgrave? Have you thought about that? Like, why she got involved with
that? Well, she must have been some kind of scientist or researcher or journalist.
What if, what if Luke Cage was in a similar thing, and that's why she was looking at it? That's what I was thinking.
Well, maybe. We know Jessica Jones was.
Well, the IGH, which is, like, Nuke and all of them.
But isn't that her, too? They had her file, too.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's a separate thing from, like, what Kilgrave was. That was an IGA show. It was a different group.
Was it a separate thing?
I thought it was. It was through his parents.
I'm just saying.
We're trying to fix him.
Here's what I'm saying. Was it a separate thing?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just... supposedly she... I guess maybe that's how she found all that stuff that she made him look
for. Well, yeah, she went digging into her husband's... Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure we'll find that out eventually.
I think he had something to do with that, too. Yeah. So, that ending was crazy. I liked, you know, the Trish Walker Hellcat being there through the whole thing. That was a cool, like...
That was super cool. I did
not... Misdirect thing where she thought it was
her. I did not see
her
coming there.
Yeah.
I was confused about the music choice, but okay.
Well, it was just like, oh, no one can hear me.
Yeah.
But I wondered why they didn't just,
she
like,
had her beats on.
Why didn't she just put, like, earplugs in? She just put earplugs in your
ear,
and you don't need to...
I'm sure it's much sexier to
change
the music to a...
Did you think that Jessica was maybe controlled by him again at the very end there, where he's like, I did for a second.
I really did for a second. Yes, I did. I absolutely did. I was super nervous that he was gonna... What I didn't want to happen is for Kilgrave to take Trish on the boat, and this is... Now we're in season two. Now season two is saving Trish from the boat. Boring.
Oh, they wouldn't.
Super
do that.
Boring.
I don't think they would leave it with that much of a...
There was that, you know, 8 to 12 seconds where I was like, oh, please, fucking God, don't put her on that boat. I will not watch a whole season of boat chases.
Yeah.
I would really hate that.
I think they would, I mean, from what they've kind of set with Daredevil, I don't think they would give it that much where it's like, she never actually gets to him. That would be terrible.
But you didn't we're super spoiling now.
Well, the whole thing's a spoiler cast. I mean, we thought we said that at the beginning.
Yeah,
right?
I just want to say it right now.
You should have stopped a long time ago.
Stop right now. If you haven't watched the last episode, stop. You didn't like the neck snapping.
Oh, I mean, I was like, I don't know, it's...
Did you think it was too easy? Tell me why you didn't like it.
I really don't understand. It's too easy, but, you know, superheroes in general don't kill people. Like, even someone as bad as Jessica Jones, I think, would still not kill someone. You know, and I thought it was a little... I mean, I understand, yeah, he's... It was like Man of Steel again. Like, they're, like, DC-ing it here.
Mm-hmm.
We're, like, bringing it back to Man of Steel, where we gotta break this guy's neck instead of, like, putting your hand in front of his eyes and blocking the heat eyes, which you could have easily done.
Now, here's the thing. I did not agree with Man of Steel, but I kind of did agree with Man of Steel because there's a time when Superman has to learn who he is. There's a time when Superman has to learn the strength of himself, and there's a time when Superman has to learn how to be smart.
Yeah, it was, like, his first thing, and he didn't know what to do. And
he didn't know what the fuck was happening.
But I didn't think
that
Superman would ever kill anybody, because he never did.
I don't think it's a great movie.
In the comic.
No, and you're right in that way. But I, in the same way that you don't mind a reimagining of Patsy, I don't mind a reimagining of Superman where he accidentally killed a guy because he didn't really...
Sure.
Understand how else to live in that moment.
Yeah, supposedly that was Nolan didn't want that. That was a Snyder or a Not Snyder. Yeah, Zack Snyder.
And it was super violent for Superman. I will absolutely agree with you.
Yeah, that was the Zack Snyder thing, was him killing Zod and Christopher Nolan.
But I like it in that way, that it lets Clark fucking think about who he is for once. He's just like, no, I made this choice. Yeah, it was the wrong choice.
Killed his only friend from Krypton.
I can't undo this.
His only buddy.
It causes him to reflect upon himself and his powers in a way that I don't think anything else could. So I don't hate that he did that.
Yeah.
I think that the fact that it wasn't of Superman is the thing that makes it great. Because there has to be a point where he wasn't Superman.
Yeah.
Before he's a guy wearing an S and a cape, and he doesn't know what the shit he's doing, and buildings are falling, and everybody is dying, and this guy's fucking shit up, and I don't know how to fix things, and I'm just gonna kill him, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
And then there has to be that reflection time, which I think is great. I mean, you can't... I just don't think that Superman can become Superman without a minute to figure out who he is.
Sure.
But I don't think the same way of Jessica Jones. I do not feel the same way. Fucking kill that guy, Jessica Jones. Kill that fucking guy.
I know she says that, like, I'm gonna kill him. But what if she pulled his tongue out? What about that? What if she, like, silenced him to where, like, he has no power whatsoever?
I never thought about that.
And she, like, sends him to...
Well, maybe he could Stephen Hawking it. She sends him
to prison, and he just gets, like, constantly raped over and over again. And he has, like, no reason to... He can't tell anybody.
You know what's really funny about this is I am not a death penalty advocate. I am a super put people in prison for all time, and absolutely my tax dollars are going to that.
But I think that
fine.
From what he did, like, death is too easy. Like, they should have, you know, she should have just
tortured him. Why don't you throw a fucking mask on him
like Loki? Remember when they put the fucking Bane mask on him in Avengers when they took him away? They didn't kill him. You know, they, like, put it, I mean, he's Loki. But this is Purple Man also. I mean, at Marvel, they don't normally kill villains.
In real life, real world, I would agree with you. But in comic book world, please kill that guy.
She couldn't call up, she couldn't call up the dude with the shield and be like, hey, can we borrow that mask that you gave Loki? Just give me that.
I think maybe the Jedi's could put him in that secret prison. I think that's the only safe place for him. The Silver Surfer could take him out into the middle of
and kick him
to the edge of the universe, and he could live with the flop-lops.
She could have, like, ripped his throat out, though, like fucking Roadhouse style or something. That would have been cool. She could have just ripped his throat out instead of breaking his neck. She just pulled his fucking throat out.
That would have been amazing.
No, it would have been cool to see, like, her silence him in some way. I understand. Yeah, she's like, we gotta kill him.
Honestly, in that moment, I was actually so glad that the thing I wanted to happen happened.
Yeah.
That I was not thinking about alternative methods, which is because in real life, of course, I would prefer.
It would have been cool if. Because, yeah, I expected, I was like, well, I thought that she wasn't going to kill her.
You know what else,
because most Marvel things don't kill people.
Yes, but there's that part of me that is so satisfied with the storyline ended, which is a thing that we do not get in comics. We never get in comics.
Yeah.
Nothing is ever done.
Sure.
People die, and 2 weeks later, they're alive.
Yeah.
People are thrown into prison in the middle of a foreign whatever the fuck at the bottom of the fucking ocean. Yeah. And in a month, they're back. Like, we don't get endings.
Sure. And you're glad you got an ending.
And I wanted an ending because I want a place... Because I love Jessica Jones, and I want to see her build her human.
Sure.
And she can't do that until she's done with this.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I don't agree with death or killing in any way. I think it's super wrong. But this isn't real life.
Sure.
So fucking kill him.
Yeah.
And let's see what else happens.
It's like, they're like Lucasing it. It's like they're like their best villain they had. They kill him. They kill
they're
him
Darth,
in this season.
Darth Mauling it.
They're Darth Mauling it. Yeah, it's like, we got a great villain. We got to kill him.
No.
No, I mean, but it was, the, I think he's
Darth
the,
Maul was alive for 2 hours. The Purple Man was alive for 13.
Yeah. Did you feel, I wanted to ask you, I felt like the show was a little long. Like, I felt like there was almost too many episodes at times.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I felt like it got a little, because there's a couple episodes, like, there's like one or two episodes with Kilgrave not in it at all towards the end, where he disappears for a minute. Do you remember that? After he breaks out, you kind of don't see him. Like, there's at least one episode where he's not in it at all. And I felt like they almost kind of, like, stretched it a little too much. Yeah.
I did not feel that way. Because I think it's because I... I was trying to stretch the episodes myself.
Oh, sure.
Like, watching one at a time was hard.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I watched, like, 6 or 7 at the end there.
Right?
But I felt like, at the beginning, and I told you before, like, at the beginning I felt like it was really focused. It's like, it's really focused on this. This is what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have, like, no bullshit. And then we're gonna feel no like
because there were more characters? Oh, was it an but episode with like Malcolm and the girl?
Well,
Reuben's sister?
I had problems with that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Reuben's sister, I didn't really care for her. I didn't feel like her character really worked. She, her convincing a whole group to go against Jessica when Jessica's, like, a part of that group, too, was, like, really...
I don't think Jessica's a part of that group.
Well, sort of. Thing. I'm saying she's a victim, also. They're
but
all
I
victims.
Also think Reuben's sister is a crazy psycho bitch who could absolutely mob mentality a bunch
but
of
But you
fuckers.
Think that she could actually turn that whole group against Jessica Jones? I mean, they're all kind of
yes,
in
I
the
do.
Same situation.
She's a nutso pants.
I understand, like, she interrupted her or whatever. But she's a victim also, and I don't think they would have turned on her that
well,
quickly.
Well, I think
would be like, oh, let's go get her.
I was
you
really
know?
Expecting her to change once she
and just
once
randomly
she
find Purple
victim.
Man and pull the thing off his mouth.
Once
I mean,
she became
too,
a,
you know?
Once she saw the truth of it, I expected her to adjust her view.
Sure.
But I don't feel like that actually happened. But maybe with someone with such a strong personality as she had.
But I felt like that was kind of, that was kind of making the show longer. Like, when it's like...
Yeah. I liked Malcolm.
You almost got him. Yeah, I liked Malcolm, too. But yeah, when it's like...
Poor Ruth.
It kind of turned it around where it was like, we're going to turn the group on you, and that's going to, like, fuck up this, and then Hope's going to kill herself, and now you're going to get to the... You know? I felt like it was almost... Maybe take, like... Maybe get like two. Maybe get like 10 episodes. Take like 3 episodes out. And it might be a little more focused, I think.
I'm gonna say that I did not think that while I was watching it.
Yeah. I felt that like maybe from like 10 to 12, I think. I felt like it was dragging on a little bit more than it should have. Like
no.
For those last 3 before the last one. Because when it around the time when he got out, when Purple Man gets out.
When he gets out of the cage she's built for him?
Yeah, when he gets out of the cage, and then he kind of disappears for a minute after after she brings her father to there, which that part was really intense. He gets in the car
with
Jerry.
With Hogarth, and then they do 1,000 cuts.
And then they cut themselves up. But then after that, he kind of disappears for a little bit before he comes back with his father later.
Yeah.
When she's looking,
because
then she's looking for his dead father.
Luke Cage, where they're right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he disappears for at least a whole episode during that time. Where he, you know, and then you see him later getting his powers.
Yeah, I didn't feel that way. I didn't feel like there were too many.
I don't know. It just felt like there was too much stuff went wrong, you know, one thing or another. But, I don't know. Is there anything that we missed on the spoiler cast of Jessica Jones?
I said the plain truth of it, which is that I loved this.
Well, yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was very good.
It was so good. I thought it looked beautiful.
Yeah.
The art direction, the cinematography was gorgeous. It was like dark and weird, mm-hmm. and it had cool locations, and that bar
was all
amazing, and I just felt New York.
Yeah, it was all New York, which is great. I mean, it looked great. I mean, it's pretty easy to
find no, but
some
I thought,
areas
like,
there. But.
Sometimes... I feel like you can't wear a leather jacket unless you mean it. Do you know what I...
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I didn't feel for any minute like she was just wearing a leather jacket.
Yeah.
I feel like she was a leather jacket.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Is that the dumbest thing I've ever said? I don't know. I just felt like the costume design was right.
Sure.
It was really good.
Yeah.
And Purple Man was purple without being like purple.
Yeah,
thank
except
God.
his neck turned purple when he got shot with the stuff.
Well,
that's
he had
about
a lot
how,
of drugs. He took a
he
lot
said.
Of drugs, and that was fine.
I was kind of hoping that his skin would have turned purple after that, but it didn't happen. I know that's a little bit much.
I would have actually
all,
been okay with
purple,
it turning purple
it
after that
it,
for like a time.
Or it would have turned purple like when he yelled stuff or whatever.
I would have been okay with it turning purple. For an amount of time.
What about his kids, though? They could just say that, like, he controlled somebody else that got pregnant, you know, before Hope or whatever. You could do that. Because he has kids.
Yeah, because Purple Man has kids. Let's just say that. In the comic, Purple Man has kids.
Well, he actually had a kid who was a superhero. He had a kid that was in Power Pack with Franklin Richards. The old kids X-Men type thing of...
What were his powers?
It was, I believe it was a girl, and it was mind control, but in a good way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure if they
were. Her name was called, like, I didn't look it up.
The Pink Princess?
No, she was called, like,
The Purple Patsy.
She was called, like, Pusher or something like that. Like, something involving.
The Purple Pusher.
Or the Persuasor, or Persuasioner, or something like that. Yeah.
The Purple Punisher.
There was no color in it.
The Purple Pansy Fucker.
There was no color in her name. It was just, like, the Persuader Implied. Or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, there's one of his kids that became a superhero in the Power Pack comics with Franklin Richards.
Sure.
And then there were ones that in the Daredevil, like just last year, like some of his kids. Came back. Oh, there were kids that came around and some of the Mark Waid Daredevil stuff. Do you want to get into this, or we could just call it like that?
No, let's do a little episode one.
Okay.
Well, we're going to throw a little episode one here at the end, because we said we would, and also I want to talk about it.
Okay. So, you haven't seen it in a while?
I don't think...
It's still the best movie you've ever seen. It's still the greatest use of lightsabers through doors that you've ever seen.
It is absolutely the greatest use of lightsabers through doors. It is the...
Lightsaber stabbing,
absolute
man.
Best That's use you need. Of, like, weird, underwater, vaguely Asian accents, I've heard.
Now, I think the Trade Federation were the Asian accents.
Newt and all those fuckers were vaguely Asian.
They were like, our blockade is perfectly legal.
Our blockade.
These guys.
It was kind of racist.
That was the sort of, yeah, the...
So, yeah. Kind of racist.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all you could say, like, people say that Watto was kind of racist because he was, like, the dirty dirty mechanic guy or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, Jar Jar, obviously, because you have, like, this sort of, like, slave talk type thing going on with the...
Yeah, it's,
with
like,
the
vaguely
Misa
Jamaican.
And NASA and all that, yeah. It's supposed to be something out of, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, pre-Civil War.
Sure.
And all that stuff, which was really, yeah.
Played by a black guy, too. Okay, so we watched a super racist movie.
Well, Jar Jar was played by a black guy, also. So did the voice.
I don't think that makes it less racist.
He did, I'm just saying, he was okay with it.
I think he was okay with a paycheck.
I read an interview with him where he was like, I didn't know. Like, most, you read all those interviews with bad people from bad movies, and they're like...
How can I know? No, well, especially, he's not a character. He's not
I didn't know
human.
Going into it, you know?
He's not
I
running
fine.
Around. He's yeah. a cartoon.
Yeah. Well, he was, like, wore the, you know, wore the suit.
He wore the dots?
Like, burr, burr, burr. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he wore the ping pong balls. And
right.
I was like, Misa.
But Misa he did, going underwater.
Yeah, but he did all mm-hmm. the voices. He did the voices on Clone Wars also.
Is it the worst of all of them?
Episode one?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
It's the worst.
But, you know, it's my least favorite one, but there's some, okay, I think I like the Darth Maul fight. I mean, I think that's cool. I think it's choreographed really well.
And then he gets cut in half, which I honestly do not think I saw happen.
You don't remember him getting cut in half?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember
him
getting
cut in half.
It probably happened.
There was a rumor going around in 1999 that there were some theaters that were showing a version where he wasn't cut in half, which I don't think actually happened.
I mean, I saw this movie
but
with two
did,
other humans, so I could ask them.
If it did, then
I
you
think
saw
I
that
saw
one.
It with Ian and Ryan, so I could
sure.
ask them,
yeah.
did his body get cut in half? And they'd be like, yes, Jessica got cut yeah. in half. You forgot.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's some ETs in there. There's, like, a lot of little, like, Warwick Davis from Willow is in there, like, three
baby
times.
What's Hayden Christensen's name?
Jake Lloyd?
Jake Lloyd was
actually... You mean baby Anakin?
A baby Hayden Christensen. I'm going to stick with it.
I don't know. I like Hayden Christensen. Okay. I mean, I like him better than Jake Lloyd. Jake Lloyd's lines... I mean, his lines are awful anyway, but he's just so bad.
He did not annoy me as much as I expected him to. I remembered him being much
his
more
annoying. His
lines
are all like, woo, and like pod racing.
I mean,
like,
his lines are dumb. And the fact that the pod racing takes up so
yeah.
much time...
Yeah. Well, not the actual race, it's like the weight of the race.
No, the weight of the race and the race.
Yeah.
To get off, like, let's remember that we're doing all of this for, like, $200.
Yeah.
We just spent, like, 40 minutes of the movie for $200 to get off this fucking sand planet.
Oh, for their, what do you
for
mean?
For the parts to their ship.
Well, they don't have any, like, they don't have any money. I think,
Why don't they have any money?
They don't... The problem is they don't take their money, was the whole problem. They don't... like Republic
credits. They don't have a machine that exchanges the machine.
Not in Tatooine.
But on their ship.
It's a wretched, you know, it's a wretched hive of like, scum and villainy. So they don't have
the whole premise seems so ridiculous. I can go. There's a machine in the vestibule of O'Hare where I can get crowns for fucking Norway, but I can get pesos.
You have to realize that O'Hare, that's like Coruscant. That's like where they couldn't get to. We're in like, this is in fucking like Muncie, Indiana.
Or
like
they gotta have a window in Indiana where they have fucking 300 pesos. I'm telling you, this is like
nowhere. This is Nowheresville. This is like fucking Pekin. This is like Pekin, Illinois, you know, where there's like nothing there.
I know.
And I'm just saying, that's the like idea of it, where it's like
a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, but it's kind of in the future.
It probably came from
a bunch of laser.
It probably came from some experience that Lucas had. He probably like got stuck in Pekin, Illinois. All he had was like pesos, and like he went to the fucking
probably all he had was pounds sterling.
He went to whatever he had like you know,
yeah, and whatever he was like, this is worth three times your dollar.
And he's like, I need a new like alternator, and he's like, well, you can't have that. You have to get in this race and race this guy, and then we'll give you a new alternator, and that's what'll get you
that
back to California.
That never happened.
That's what happened.
I like that. I wish that it did. I that's wish what happened that it to Lucas. Did happen. I wish that that were a true story, because that would make this movie better.
Yeah.
Because
maybe you never know. It was right, rough. Right from the heart, right from experiences, right?
Super rough.
He ran into this weird fucking.
They did
water
use their
person.
Lightsabers to cut through that door.
Yeah, that was
you know
awesome.
What I was really in the beginning of that movie, Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon, they go into that room and not C-3PO offers them some tea.
Yeah, he's a
and they drink it, and then they gas the room. I always wondered, like, why wasn't the tea drugged?
I don't know.
Why would they gas the room?
Maybe I think that's like
and not drug the tea.
I think it's like the chips at like a taco place. Like they just bring it out regardless, so they don't normally put like they don't normally put drugs in the tea.
Right.
It's just like you know.
You
oh,
just
we,
get tea.
It's
there's
like
we, no drugs.
We
in
got
the
some
tea
visitors. Bring it. We got some visitors here. Bring them tea. So they bring them tea, but then after that they're like, oh shit, they're Jedi's. We'll gas them now.
So good.
You know, but the tea's already made.
I love
like,
that.
You know, put the...
We brought them chips. Is that okay? We brought them chips and salsa. We bring everybody chips and salsa.
Yeah, it's like when you go into a restaurant. They don't know whether you're a bad
customer
yet.
We got you the bread
yet,
basket.
You know? They're like,
yeah.
Here, we bring you the bread basket. And they're like,
oh
no.
You're fucking bastards.
You know, poison their food once
we're
they
not
order
bringing any more bread.
Well, it seemed like they were, just, like, after they brought them the tea, they were like, oh shit, they're Jedi's. Oh, well, maybe we should gas them now.
You know what? This whole fucking thing could have been solved if they had just been like, hey.
Yeah.
What's up? Oh, we're being dicks. You're right.
Oh, what, the Trade Federation?
Yeah.
Like, they could have actually talked
well,
to them?
Well, they just gassed him instead of even saying two words to them.
Yeah, they never talked to him. Well, it was all, like, you know, Emperor Palpatine and all that.
But why Naboo? I don't know. We'll never know.
Well, no, they attacked Naboo because that's where he was from. And that's,
that's where who was from?
The Emperor. The Emperor was in power at Naboo. He was a politician of Naboo. You don't remember that?
The Chancellor. My friend Ian McDermott.
Yeah, Palpatine. He was a political person of Naboo. So he wanted to put the queen in trouble so she would give him control
power
of everything. She gives him emergency power.
Yeah.
And she gives a vote
of no confidence
in Chancellor Valorum.
And he becomes
who was
Chancellor.
Zod.
Yeah.
He puts no
right
confidence in Zod. So then
he becomes
so then it basically
Supreme
goes
Chancellor
to him. It's like him like
and so
puppeteering
said, yeah,
puppet
sure
mastering
mm-hmm
the whole thing.
Yeah.
So he's like, we'll put you in trouble by attacking the
Naboo. I actually know Ian McDermott.
I know.
I just want to say that I actually know him.
And that was his favorite movie that he was in, is what he said.
Right? Yeah, sometimes backstage.
Episode one.
Sometimes backstage when he was being funny, if somebody was snarky to him, he would, like, spread out his fingers and pretend to shoot lightning at them.
Yeah.
So, obviously, he loved that
and
part.
And he had a big turn-on. Or he had a big turnout, right? For his, like, a lot of people.
He had a super big turnout. A lot of people would wait in the lobby.
Yeah.
The 501st came, and they presented him with a plaque, which was really cool.
Did you ask him what his favorite, like, Palpatine was to play? Was it Emperor, Chancellor, or
he was
senator?
A senator. Yeah. No, I didn't
like, which
ask
one
him.
Was it senator,
I was
Chancellor,
a little intimidated.
Emperor?
I did. He did give me his 501st
I don't remember all
that
of them.
The 501st gave him, though, because he has too many.
Yeah, where's that at?
It's in my locker at work.
Oh, cool.
But we can hang it up in our apartment.
We should.
Yeah.
All right, well, do you think we've... I think we're about at the hour mark here.
Okay, babe. Do you have anything else to say about episode one?
Just that it's super wizard and
super wizard.
It's so wizard. One of my favorite lines is when he's like about to leave and he's like, "Well, 3PO, I'm leaving and I'm going away in a starship." That'll be like our ending here. He's like, well, audience, I'm leaving, going away in a starship. I'll make sure my mom doesn't destroy you or anything. But yeah, this movie's ridiculous.
Totally. We'll update you on episode two when we watch it.
Maybe we'll record our commentary for that, because we had some pretty good stuff that we said.
So we'll do episode two, and we'll probably chat about about Flash as well, and maybe iZombie.
Sure, yeah. We'll talk about whatever. Once again, Trey Johnson and...
Jess Kenyon.
And we're out.
We're out!